Lima beans.
Okay, any other names you got for them?
No.
You ever call them?
Butter beans?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the butter beans.
Okay. All right, what kind of beans is it that you eat the pod and all? Eat all?
String beans.
Okay, you ever call them anything else?
Snap peas and snap beans.
Okay. If you take the tops of turnips and cook them up, you got a mess of what?
Turnip greens.
Okay. And how about the green stuff that you use in salads?
Lettuce.
All right. And it comes in what?
Heads.
Okay. How about if you were just talking about children? Would you say if someone had... say two boys and three girls, would you say they have five children?
Five head of children?
Did you ever say that?
No, I said they have five children.
Okay, if someone had 14 or 15 kids, you ever heard anybody say they got a whole of children?
They have a whole host of children, yes.
Okay. Would you ever hear anybody say half, like half? Like passel? They have a passel of kids?
Passel of kids, yes. They say that they have a passel of kids, and when they say 15 kids, I hear them say they have 15 head of kids. That's when I hear heads.
Heads, when you got 15 heads. Okay, how about the outside part of your corn that you got to take off to get...
the husk.
Okay. And what is the kind of corn that you eat on the cob? The type?
Kernel?
I mean, what kind? You got two, there's two kinds of corn. There's the kind of corn they feed animals, and then they got, you know, it's used, sometimes it's white.
I don't know the name of them corns, but I know corn.
Okay, if you had corn on the cob, what would you call it? Say we're having, if you're telling your kids.
Corn, we are having corn on the cob.
Okay, did you ever hear it called roasting ears or roasting?
Yes, I heard them call it. They call, I heard last year they called them roast ears.
Okay, any other ways that you've heard refer to that, slang or otherwise?
No.
Okay. And how about, what do you call a thing on the top of the corn stalk?
Corn?
When the corn grows, it's got that, the very top of it.
I don't know.
Have you ever seen corn growing?
Yes, I've seen it.
Oh, you know when it's full grown, it's got the stuff at the top, it just...
I don't know what that is.
Okay, it rhymes with passel.
Come on, Donald, I think that's the point.
Okay, have you ever heard of tassel? Okay. Okay, what do you call the stringy stuff that comes out of the end of the corn shucks? When you shuck the corn, it's got that white stuff inside that you got to pull off.
I don't forget what they call that, huh? Couldn't remember.
Okay.
Corn silk.
All right. Okay. And how about a large, you've already said that, and you've already said that. How about those little things that come out in the woods after it rains? They look like little umbrellas.
Toadstools.
All right. And what else? What are the ones that you eat?
Mushrooms.
Okay. What kinds of, let's see, if a man had a sore throat and it was so sore that he couldn't do what? You say he tried
to swallow.
Okay. But you, all right, let's say he was eating a piece of bread and he couldn't
swallow it.
Okay. And people smoke, what?
Cigarettes.
And the big ones?
Cigars.
Okay. And what can you give me any, like we were talking about watermelons earlier, we talked about cantaloupes and watermelons and honeydews. What different kinds of watermelons can you think of?
We used to call them snake watermelons, that's all I know.
Snake?
The ones with the...
stripe?
Yes.
You call those, what do you call them?
We used to call them snake watermelons.
Okay. Someone might say we expect a big yield from that field because the soil is very
rich.
All right, another way of saying rich. Like you put, sometimes you have to buy stuff and put it in the soil and make it rich. So you call that what?
It's very fertile.
All right. Okay. And, okay. What do you call the flat, low line, land along a stream that sometimes overflows in the springtime? Just, what do you call land down alongside a river?
The river bank.
All right. What do you call a farm?